Welcome to episode 42 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of.
All right, sometimes. Yeah. No. Not really at all.
I use all those taglines in other podcasts, so. Anyway, we're going into Detective Comics number 57. It was released November 1941. It is 13 pages long. It is called 24 Hours to Live.
Yeah.
Let me get the credits out of the way. Executive editor Whitney Elsword. Cover artist. There's three cover artists for this one.
Well, look at the background. My God.
Bob Kane, Jerry Robertson, George Russo's. Written by Bill Finger. Penciled by Bob Kane. Inked by Jerry Robertson and George Russo's. Lettered by George Russo's. Edited by Whitney Elsword. It is still 10 cents. And Bob Kane's still somewhere on the cover.
Still not available in Canada. It's only available for a little while in Canada.
Apparently. So, the cover is a bunch of criminals, have Robin tied up, and Batman comes busting in through the window like he always does.
Yeah, well, that one guy's got a blackjack. That is Robin's kryptonite. He's getting ready to whack Robin in the back of the head with that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We get a different hat in this one. It's like a Jeff hat almost. See it on the bottom?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of them yet in any of the comics.
What? And the guy that's getting punched in the background looks like he's got like a jug head.
Some kind of.
I thought it was like a bottle cap at first. It's some kind of weirdo hat.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's weird.
So I'm waiting to see if anybody else catches this or covers this, but did anybody else notice a Superman publication?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that only on mine?
I did not notice that. No, now I got to go back and see if it was on the last one.
It might
be. Do you see it?
Nope, it says a DC publication.
Yeah, it says a Superman publication, but it says DC in the middle. And I was like, what is that? What? I was going to ask you guys if it was something that you knew or if there was a reason for it.
I don't know, maybe because Superman's the most popular. I just skipped ahead 3 issues and it's on every one from now on, it looks like.
Yeah, that's funny you picked that out because that's the first one it's on, I think, too.
Yeah. Well, and I notice I always look at the stuff that's on there because I like the little patent thing in the middle and stuff. I always.
Me too, but I'm so used to that circle that I didn't read it.
Yeah, it threw me off. I had no idea. I'm like, why? But.
Alright. So, 2 things before we jump into this one. We have another message to our readers in this issue.
Another one, huh?
Yeah. When we announced the formation of our editorial advisory board and all our publications last month, we really did not expect such a wonderful reaction. We are receiving letters every day from every state in the union, from people in every walk of life, complimenting us on our selection and thanking us for our effort in providing the boys and girls of America with clean, wholesome comic entertainment after they murdered 5 people last issue.
Except for that one guy who was really pissed off about it.
It makes us very happy indeed to see that the majority of these letters,
yes, not all,
one guy,
are written and sent to us by the parents of our readers, and our editorial advisory board joins us in expressing our appreciation. We welcome at all times letters from our readers as well as their parents, and hope that many more of you will write us. This month, we'll take great pleasure in introducing 2 more members of our editorial advisory board, Dr. William Moulton Morrison, a well-known consultant psychologist, and our other editorial board advisor is Dr. W.W. Zonas, producer of education and director of curriculum studies at the University of Pittsburgh. Sincerely, the publishers. P.S. Miss Josette Frank of the Child Study Association recently made a radio address over the station WABC and the Columbia Network on the subject of children's comics. A copy of this address will be sent without charge to those readers or parents who request it.
I'm sick of this already. Are they going to do this in every damn comic now from here on out?
I think this is the last one we see for a while.
Okay, good.
Oh, sorry, I just woke up.
I understand what they're doing. They realize that, oh crap, we've been killing people. But like you said, TJ, they killed 5 people in the last comic.
But yeah. It wasn't a violent death.
I guess a cave-in happens all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, he punched the guy into the wall. It was kind of violent.
I guess it's also stay out of caves, kids. So
yeah, I guess. I don't know. But the other thing I want to mention is that there's another choose your own prize thing at the end of the comic after slaying Brady. Oh. And you have to send coupons in or something because Lumpy wanted to know how you do it last time.
So I did?
Yeah.
No, it told me.
You have to send in coupons from the comics, I think.
Yeah, so you actually have to buy the comics. You can't print the coupons out off of the internet, so you're screwed at this point.
Oh, that's how Marlboro Miles started.
Oh, my God. And everybody starts smoking like chimneys. I got the Marlboro Miles log cabin.
Damn it. That means Marlboro Miles.
But the prizes in this are like that electronic football game, a camera. There's two different kinds of watches. And an overnight case, Gina Ultry two-gun holster set, an electronic movie outfit, a guitar. But one of them is a live canary.
Again, we talked about this before, about them shipping chameleons. I guess they're going to mail that?
I don't know. It says live canary given for selling only one order or sold delivery or sale delivery guaranteed.
So if you just order one thing, you get a live canary.
Apparently. I just thought that was weird that they were giving live canaries out.
You think they made a deal with some pet store who had like a billion canaries?
That's
like,
what I was just going to say.
Canaries.
Did they have an abundance of canaries somewhere? And they were like, we got to get rid of these things.
Hello, DC Comics. I have an entire warehouse of canaries. Can you get rid of them for me, please? I don't know what to do with them.
I don't know. I just thought it was strange. I wanted to bring it up.
That's different.
All right, let's get into 24 Hours to Live. We got a non-canon splash page of some guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Batman's on top of a high roof looking down upon another guy who's throwing money down on top of robbers who are beating up some guy as Robin runs in from behind.
Wait, they look like they're like almost sexually molesting that guy while they're throwing money down.
Yeah, it's weird. This is a strip club.
But he's making it rain. That guy's making it rain.
Go ahead, because I'm going to talk about the first panel. So
we open up with some guy, some weird-looking guy.
Howdy doody. Alfred E. Newman. It looks like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Men.
I actually kind of thought he looked like Two-Face. In the way that it's drawn, it like the part in his hair, I just kind of thought it was Two-Face when I first started reading.
You got a Harvey Dent kind of thing with it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just felt like it. Once you go on, you realize that it's not. But yeah.
I mean, right. I can see it in the first panel. But
it's just that first panel.
Yeah.
But not really. But yeah, I can see how you can see that.
When I first looked at it, it's just the weird part in his hair, and it's just drawn strange. He's like far back, so.
His face, the one side of his face is kind of in a shadow a little bit, too, so it's kind of weird. Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
Anyway, he's yelling at somebody. He said, you poisoned me. And the guy says, yeah, I poisoned you. Now you have 24 hours to live. And he can't believe it.
But he don't know the guy. Like, he can't tell this guy's voice, right? Just so you know for later on.
Yeah, no. We don't know who this guy is.
Right.
But he knows who it is, the guy who's poisoned. So,
does he? Does he know who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he didn't know, and that's why he decided to get, you know, revenge on everybody.
No, he's decided to get revenge on everybody because they all hate him.
And he says he knows because as you get on, he'll say it.
Yeah, he knows who poisoned them. But now he's got 24 hours to take his revenge on everybody else because they hate him. They're only nice to them because they want his money.
Right.
And so
he seems like a bit of a jerk though. If he's going to like take revenge on everybody anyway, so no wonder they don't like him. But
yeah, exactly. So he summons everybody. He summons
a very strange lot of people.
The butler first.
Yeah, I said I couldn't read it. My versions washed out, and I thought it said the butcher.
No, it's the butler. He wants the butler to get his family together.
Yeah, so he summons the butler, and then the butler summons his business associate and the undertaker for some reason.
I don't understand that. They don't explain it either.
Yeah, I guess he's friends with the undertaker, but I don't know why.
You mean the undertaker from wrestling?
Yes, undertaker.
Bong. Bong.
His widow's the lights just went sister.
Out. The lights went out.
And her loose living son.
Yeah, but widow's... His,
yeah, but his widowed sister, if that's what that picture is of, is hideous. She looks like an old, fat, bald guy.
She looks like him with a weird fur coat on.
Oh, and heavy. And she got like a fez on her head.
Yeah, that's right. It's, she definitely has a weird hat on.
Yeah.
And she also invites his orphan niece, who works hard for a living.
Bruce's ex-girlfriend.
No, it's not.
No, but she's drawn just like her.
You always have a problem with these women all looking the same. Yeah, they changed from, what were they, redheads before to black hair now?
Yeah. It's always black hair, the ones that they draw like his first fiance.
Yeah.
Well, he brings them, they're all wondering why they got brought here, and he tells them that they're there because he's going to die in 24 hours, and he's going to give them all his money in his own way.
The Undertaker is his cousin, Hosmer Clay. Now I figured it out. Okay.
Oh.
So I was trying to figure out why he got the Undertaker there. I couldn't
figure it out. He's going to die in 24 hours.
And he wanted to see a wrestling match.
And he wants to see, he's a That's big fan.
It was. He's a big fan.
He's a couple years too late then.
Early or late?
What?
What do you mean he's a couple years too late?
Undertaker retired.
Yeah, but this, is 1941. 41.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not positive he's even born yet.
I don't think he's born yet. Maybe he is. Maybe.
I know. I know what I said. I stick by it.
I take blame for it.
No blame necessary. I know what I said.
Yes, you were wrong.
Anyway, he walks into a bank and withdraws his $1 million because it's his money and he wants it. And I'm surprised $1 million fits in that small bag.
Yeah, well, it's $1,000 bills. I know that. He does mention that later.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's still, what, $1,000 bills? No. That, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's $1,000
bills. A lot.
But does he walk into the hardware store and buy a hammer with a $1,000 bill?
Yes.
I guess. Unless he had some pocket change, I don't know.
Because he buys a car, and then he goes and buys a steel saw and a screwdriver.
Maybe he had a little bit of change from when he bought the car with cash.
I wonder how much a steel saw and screwdriver would cost back in 1941.
40 cents.
Not $1,000, right? He would get some change back. I'll tell you that right
he
now.
Would get a lot of change back.
So the $1,000 bill has Grover Cleveland in it, but I don't think in 1941 it had Grover Cleveland on it, right?
I don't know. No. Grover Cleveland was before 1941, that's for sure, though. I think
who was on the $1,000 bill in 1941? I don't know. It doesn't say.
I don't know.
I give up.
Yeah, that's a good call. Anyway, so the guy who's dying buys the Undertaker a car, and they're driving along, and apparently he sawed off all of the door latches, all the window roll-up things, and unscrewed the steering wheel, and then he jumps up out of the car and slams the door shut. And lets it drive into the ocean or the lake?
Yes, or into water.
Yeah, and he just, and his cousin slowly drowns. I guess that's all.
I don't know, somehow I just got muted, and I'm saying, can you guys hear me? I was trying to say, I like how he explains that he sawed all the door handles off, but his door still, he said, that's why my door's still open, so that he didn't have to try to explain that his door handle was sawed off, too.
It's funny because I sneezed and purposely didn't mute myself. Because
no, I didn't mute myself.
You were muted.
I was on another page, and I'm talking. I'm like, you guys can't hear me. And then I went back, and I was muted. I'm like, what the heck happened here?
That's really weird.
I'm not going to lie. When you mute yourself, it gets really quiet, and it's so noticeable.
That really quiet.
I was so distracted. That's... I'm like,
I didn't do it this time, though. Hell, it got muted this time.
And I was like, I know he has something to say about this, so why isn't he talking?
I got something to say about everything, just so you know.
So, yeah, but I'm not sure how the cousin... So, I have this problem. He drowns in this car.
Yeah.
But the doors, I guess, are locked, because I don't think it works like that. I don't think he can slam his door shut, and it's just going to be locked from the inside.
Well, maybe then, right? Because the door locks, you had to pull them up and down. So if he sawed the door lock off and locked it, he can just shut it. It won't pop back open like it does now, I don't think.
No, and that's why he never closed the door. He says, right. I kept the door open on purpose.
Yeah, I just don't think it would work like that, but we can move on.
So can I just go back to something real fast? When Lumpy said that black girl was Batman, I mean the black girl, I'm sorry, black hair girl was... Batman's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, right? I mean, you should apologize. There's no black people in Detective Comics.
Not in 1941, there's not. So, the black hair girl you said was Batman's girlfriend? Well, when I'm looking through the appearances, it says Linda Page cameo.
Yeah, it's not her, though. She comes up.
No. Oh, Linda Page is in there. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about the other one.
Julie Madison. I didn't realize that Linda Page showed up, and I saw her. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, no, she does. So I just realized the guy who was poisoned, his name is Sneed.
Yeah, Sneed. Yes. Jasper Sneed. And Richard Sneed, they're both in this.
Well, Mr. Sneed cuts a deck of $100,000 and $1,000 bills in half and goes to Mobsters and says, I'll give you the other half of these bills if you work for me. And they're like, okay. And they do.
Wouldn't it have been easier if he just handed them half the money and said, I'll give you the other half later?
No, because then they'd have half the money and could just leave.
Right, they can't do nothing with the half the bills. Okay. Okay, maybe the guy is pretty smart, though.
Yeah, he's smart. It's not what I would have done with my last 24 hours and $1 million. But
no. Yeah. He's,
especially $1 million in 1941.
Oh my God, yeah.
I could have done a lot of stuff. And I wouldn't have done what he did.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't have chose what he chose.
But he's a jerk. We figured that
out.
So.
Yes.
So we cut over to the orphan niece of Mr. Sneed, where he's talking to her friend Linda Page and Bruce Wayne.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Yep.
And she's only in one panel then, right?
She's only in this panel.
No wonder I missed her.
Yep. So Bruce overhears what's happening. So he goes back to Dick and they're going to investigate. And Batman and Robin are on the case. Good.
Who told Batman and Robin what was going on? I guess Bruce called him.
Yeah, it had to have been Bruce.
He's but the anyway. World's greatest detective.
He figured it out.
He just knew.
Batman and Robin are going to the business and partner's house because they're worried about them. But his butler, I think it's his butler anyway, says that some guys came over and wanted to buy his steel mill. So they went over there. So Batman and Robin go there. And while these guys say, we're not buying the steel mill, we're here to kill you. And they're going to throw him in a furnace.
Yeah, they're just getting the furnace warmed up before they throw him in there.
Well, Mr. Sneed did say that he wanted them to, be heat up or something like that. He wanted them killed a specific way.
Yeah, he pretty much saying he likes to make me get heated, make me mad, so.
Yeah, so get him heated.
Yeah.
So Batman and Robin show up. Robin swings in, and Batman just comes in through I think that's the door. But I don't know where.
Oh, yeah, he comes in. It looks like he's coming in through, the vault or something.
Yeah,
it looks
like out of a fridge or something.
Yeah, it looks weird. So, after that, Robin, for no reason, says, lovely weather we're having lately, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just being stupid.
That's dumb. It ain't even a joke. It's just dumb. That's worse than my joke from last episode.
I don't think it was, that because that one wasn't a joke. So, they get in a fight, and they stop these guys from burning this guy alive, and they dump some scrap iron on some other guy and save him. Meanwhile, Jasper is walking about when he finds a guy that is a real wax man. He can stand still for an hour without moving.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty crappy talent.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, but he just stands still.
Just stands still for a very long time. And so he hires the guy and says, here, paint yourself bronze and go be my sister's statue. And when she least expects to hit her with a mason killer, he's like, okay, I'll do it for that kind of money. I don't think you could just buy people with that kind like that, but okay.
The paint in 1941 was pretty good. This is the second time a man has been able to paint his whole body and become a statue.
Now, I thought if you painted your entire body without leaving anything open that you could... You could hurt yourself, like your
you
skin
definitely can.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm gonna remind you both. This is a comic book. They don't actually use real paint.
I thought it was based on true stories.
TJ, you were just asking about how the car door didn't lock,
and where the truck went last episode.
You just said that you're pretty sure
you can't
car door
fall back. You can't now fall back on this as a comic book. You spent 5 minutes asking where the truck went last episode.
How can you? You can't. You're disqualified for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're calling you out on this one.
I was hoping you guys wouldn't remember.
We don't forget anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Steel traps. Steel traps.
Lump, what's your kill count at again?
49.
Uh huh. Exactly.
mine is correct. Yours is not.
Well, okay, because the last time you had a kill count, that's like 12 higher than your last kill count that you said.
No, it's, yeah, that was like 30 episodes ago. You just said it was 47 in the last episode, and I'm saying it's 49, because I'm counting the animals still. You're not.
No. So Robin says, here's a drop kick, and it's not a drop kick.
I'm just so baffled at how wrong you are.
I don't remember what my kill count ever was. I remember you said 47 in the last one.
I know.
And I just added 2 to it. That's all I did. I don't really have any argument for it.
I like that you remember that you said 47 in the last one, because I couldn't think of what number it said in the last one.
After I said 49, I had to keep thinking, like, man, I'm pretty sure you said 47.
Every time he does a kill count, I'm surprised. I'm like, really? Is that what it is?
I have no idea. I don't have a clue.
Well, I just want to point out, our numbers would be the same because you didn't count 2 of the kills, and you got the number the same by adding the animal. So you wouldn't be higher. You'd be equal.
I still don't even remember what it was.
Already, I know. So. I know. That was the point.
Anyway.
Yes. So the sister gets the statue of the guy, and he comes to life, and he's about to kill her, but then Robin does his patented crotch move and stops it from happening. He kicks him in the butt. And
him kicking him in the butt, the drawing is really neat. Like, I don't know, it's just funny, like, the way they made his
it's
butt.
It's silly,
like,
almost.
Yeah, it's really silly looking.
And Robin stops this guy by himself. Meanwhile, Sneed is at an exclusive Gothen club, where he buys out the entire place for the day or whatever.
Which I don't know why. Just to take them all golfing. Like, I understand. I see what happens later. But does he really need to buy the whole thing?
He doesn't buy it. What he does is he pays to make sure no one else is there. Which is what really don't make sense. So all of a sudden the guy has a heart.
Right. He's worried about other people now.
Well, yeah. I took it that he... Because he's given all of his family members gifts, right? So I took it that he bought his nephew or whatever the whole place for the day to himself.
I guess. And like, so golf clubs are exclusive. So some of them you can't just go there and golf. You have to be a member. So basically this guy just, all he's doing is telling him to make sure nobody else is there.
Yeah. So that the nephew could have it to himself for the day.
Yeah, but... I mean, really, it's more like he could have just paid and said, hey, let my nephew golf here, and I'm going to kill him.
Yeah,
so,
but he doesn't want anyone else around to see it happen, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's basically has a heart. Like, he doesn't want anybody else to get hurt all of a sudden.
Well, he's only out to kill his family.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
He doesn't have anything against the other people.
Yeah, but why does it matter? Just kill them all.
Because he's not a psychopath. He's just here for revenge against these people.
Oh, no, he's a psychopath. 100%.
You're not a psychologist. You can't judge that.
Anybody who decides to put somebody in a furnace because he makes them mad is a psychopath.
To be fair, he didn't put anyone in a furnace. He hired someone to do that for him.
So then Batman didn't kill those 5 people in the last one.
Yes, he did.
He did not. He punched the guy.
We
he punched
already,
the guy.
We already adjudicated that case.
I can use that case towards what I'm saying right now, then, because you made it law.
No, I didn't. Wait,
yes,
what?
You did. If you say that Batman punching the guys, his action killed 5 people,
yeah,
then him paying somebody to do it makes him the killer.
Doesn't mean I'm a psychopath. There are plenty of killers.
He's a psychopath. He wants to kill somebody. If you murder somebody or pay somebody to murder somebody, you're a psychopath.
No, not necessarily.
Yes.
No, it could be a heat of the moment thing or just out of spite.
No. There's no heat of the moment when you plan out to pay somebody to kill someone. That is not, yes, out of spite, but that still makes you a psychopath.
Hold on.
He's looking up the word psychopath.
I know he is. I'm just saying that somebody who plans out a murder is a psychopath.
Someone who is the described as callous, unemotional, or morally deprived.
That is this deprived. Guy.
And morally deprived. Yeah. Not more. You have to be all three.
That
and
is I'm, this guy.
I would argue that he is very emotional.
No, he is not. He has no emotion, and he has 24 hours to live, and instead of actually going and enjoying himself, his decision is to murder five people.
Yeah, out of rage and spite, which are emotions.
Hey, are we doing this comic book, or?
No. We are not.
So he's on the golf course, right?
Okay. So his psychopath uncle pays for him to go to a golf course.
Hey, so, remember last episode I said how many minutes were? We're 29 minutes in the comics and us number 42, so.
Correct.
Well, we have to stretch out these two episodes because we're no longer doing three and four at a time.
That's true. Now it's taking us double the time we did to do
four. As you guys argue, I'm like, two pages? There's two pages left!
And to be fair, I did take up a lot of time with the extra stuff that I did at the beginning.
Yes, you did. Both times.
So, anyway, Robin saves the sister, so the sister calls her son and to warn him, but the son just ignores her and doesn't get the message. And he goes to the golf course to golf, but before he can take a swing, Batman shows up and stops him from taking a swing. And then these thugs show up to beat up Batman, but they hit each other, knock each other out. Robin gets involved and throws a punch at a guy. And after they beat them, Batman throws the golf ball and says there was nitroglycerin in it, and it blows up in the field.
How many people do you think he killed with that?
There was nobody. The golf course was empty, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Batman couldn't throw far enough to kill anyone?
He could have. He didn't, because he's Batman. And he's like, I know exactly where the people are. I'm going to throw it right here.
Okay. I was going to go back to my argument earlier, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Because you just proved me right all along, but okay.
Go ahead. You said you were going to let it go, but you're not. So, nope, go ahead. Explain how it proved you right, though.
I'm moving on.
You can't move on. Then you're wrong.
Because you said...
No. Why does he care if he's moving people out of there?
Why does he care about other people? That is not the definition of a psychopath. He wouldn't care about other people was there or not.
I think you two are psychopaths.
That doesn't make any sense. Batman threw the golf ball.
Yeah, but that explosion would have killed everyone else around.
I'm saying, but Batman threw it off the golf course and killed a whole town with a nitroglycerin golf ball.
No, that, you know how
a
big
whole town.
Okay,
a whatever. Whole town.
So what's the kill count up to then?
I'm at 5,000.
47.
So Batman and Robin break into Mr. Sneed's house and just hide behind the couch for like hours.
Stay there, wait. Shh, I hear somebody. Wow, false alarm. All right, we can pop up again. Hold on. All right, I hear somebody. Shh, shh. You think they did that for like 2 hours?
Yeah, probably, because the butler's still in the house. Yeah.
I was going to say, the butler never realized anybody came in or the door's just unlocked.
I mean, probably. you know, Batman doesn't sneak in. He kicks a damn window in to get in
right,
there.
So right, he didn't come through a window. I'm confused.
Anyway, Mr. Sneed shows up and goes upstairs to the butler and says, I know you poisoned me. And then he's about to shoot at the butler, but Batman gets him in a full Nelson and stops him. But as they're fighting, Sneed dies from the poison. And the butler's like, yeah, I killed. He takes off his Scooby-Doo mask. And reveals that it's Sneed, his twin brother.
Why was he dressed up as the butler? And nobody in his family knows he had a twin brother? That, like, where's your twin brother at?
Batman knew.
He was in jail.
Yeah, he was in jail.
Oh, that's right, he was in jail.
Because, you know, I forget why.
To save the love of his life from heartache of her husband going to jail.
So Sneed married his girlfriend, the girl he liked.
Yes.
And then he was mad about it, but then Sneed did something wrong, and he took the blame for it so he could go to jail. And then he found out while he was in jail that Sneed was mistreating his girl that he liked.
Yeah.
The love of his life.
So instead of just letting his brother go to jail and then sweeping in and taking the girl,
yeah,
he just goes to jail instead and decides to take revenge later by poisoning him.
Well, she also dies, okay. right? Doesn't she die while he's in jail, too?
Yeah, she died.
Yeah. So he comes out, and Batman says, well, that's all good for you, but you're going to the electric chair.
How does he know? Like, is he the execution, judge, jury, and execution? What's he think? He's Judge Dredd?
He might be. You don't know. But he reveals that, no, I'm not. I'm sorry to disappoint you, because I took the poison myself, too.
Yep. And I took it 2 minutes later, and now I'm dead.
Yep. The end. That took a dark turn at the end there.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. So, this doesn't seem like there's a child protection agency watching this thing.
Did I read something weird? Or did the twin brother poison his brother when they were, like, kids?
No, he poisoned them 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it was weird. They were like, he starts to explain something.
It says, yes, I gave him poison. When we were younger, we loved the same girl.
Okay, that's where I got it. Okay. Yeah, I failed English class, so I don't know what the commas meant. So, it's good. You're right. That's why I was confused. I was like, didn't I read something weird? But I read it weird myself, so.
Yeah, that's all it was. All right. That one was weird and stupid.
This one has a lot of people in it, by the way. Single appearances. It's got Batman and Robin, and Linda Page does a cameo. Then the antagonists are Jasper Sneed, whose only appearance in Dies, and Richard Sneed, who dies. But then other characters it actually lists, these are all single appearances, Barkus, Lucille Sneed, Jason Sneed, Hosmer Clay, Stanley, who doesn't have a last name, John Harvey, and Hagar the Waxman.
It all takes place
in Gotham City. Yeah, the Waxman was stupid, that's why.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, I don't know, both these were kind of lame.
See, I actually like these two.
Yeah, but you can tell when it's not interesting when we keep going off on different tangents.
Yeah, you got. So, if you notice, I wasn't on your tangent for a while. I sat here.
Yeah, you left. You left. The only thing, I guess my only issue with both of these is I feel like, and I've kind of had this issue before, is I feel like the story is really good, and then it's like quick, abrupt, end.
At the end, yeah. They fit that whole story about his brother in two panels.
That's what I'm saying. Then they just like, it's like, oh shit, we only got one more page. We got to wrap this up. Done.
Yeah.
In both of them, I feel like that's how it was. So, but I thought they were good. I mean, I don't think they were bad. I just thought that the ending is kind of where they lose their luster.
I think they were lame.
I thought these two were better than the last Batman comic.
Well, the last Batman comic had nothing but Bobos in it.
Yeah, it was really bad.
The last Batman comic was terrible.
These villains at least had personality.
Right, right. I did like that there was something going on with the villains.
Yeah, they definitely had a story. That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought the comic was good, and then I got to the end, and I was like, wait, how did that? It just literally just ended. It was just so abrupt. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the next Detective Comics is the Penguin's first appearance, so.
Yeah, but we're not covering that next.
Nope, we're covering Batman number 7 next.
So don't get your hopes up. Yes. And if you're waiting for me to do that joke, you still gotta wait.
Yeah, I'm surprised you remembered about it.
I just saw the joke. That's how I remember.
I thought we all agreed that after the last one, we weren't no more doing jokes anymore.
No, I think you made that rule and we kind of just ignored it.
I thought we agreed after the last one.
I don't know if you noticed, but the last two episodes, none of us have agreed on anything.
It's good. It's progress, you know? It's good.
All right, Uncle Chris, go ahead.
All right, do you want another terrible one or you want a good one?
I don't think you have good ones, so pick your poison.
Let's see if we can. Oh, no, we'll go with a little happier one. Here we go. Who's a better businessman, Superman or Batman?
Batman.
Superman. Have you ever heard of a bat market?
I've never heard of a super. Oh, I did hear of
a You got him. You got him.
That was
him.
Better than the joke itself. TJ never heard of a supermarket.
That was a good one. I like that one. TJ because it got TJ. Because it got him, I like it.
Pretty sure he walked out of here.
He might have left.
I guess we'll say bye for him. See you.
Bye.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.